He limited the heter to saying that he limited the heter to saying that it's only if you are being megala in the same way that it would have become this gala without you. Right? In other words, memela, derech agav, if you're talking. So even that heter, be made a miskam in the gala, is dafka shumei harisha, and shama ba'atzmai masha Reuven sipra al Shimon. So Reuven spoke about Shimon. Reuven spoke about Shimon in front of three people. So they're allowed to go ahead and repeat that derech agav. But but one of you guys, right? I spoke about Shimon in front of you three, and you go ahead and say it to one or someone else. That guy now asked you, "Oh, aren't you so careful while Shamar? What are you doing? Why are you allowed to? Why are you saying this?" I said, "No, I heard him. I heard him in front of people. It's fine. Don't worry." That guy is not allowed to repeat it because that guy doesn't know for sure that it was said in front of three. Also, Leilech, he's not allowed to go and rely on that. That the guy he heard it from said it was said in front of three. Even if he doesn't say who it was, there's a new heter called Nisparas Madar V'Noydel Kol. Once everyone knows about it, it's like just public knowledge. Just, you know, so then it's a different story. Now,
it could get stuck unless the only heter for a guy to speak it over is if
he heard it. Those three.
Those three, he can just keep on talking and talking and talking and talking.
Exactly. Now, the guy you said it to never heard of that. This, right? I told you something really juicy about Shimon. Okay, and you went ahead and repeated it. That guy doesn't know anything about that story. He never heard that story. He cannot repeat it. So that guy is not allowed to repeat it because he can't believe you that someone said Lashon Hara. So how can you repeat it?
It's funny because you always hear Ali plus Ali plus. Very, it's limiting.
It's very limited. That's all pointless. Ella, a pilo muya deba atzmi. Sure, Reuven tipper gnosal shimon. Achanene yidei imaya babitlasa. You know what? I actually heard. I was in the other room during the shir, and I heard. I'm not sure. I just didn't know how many people were inside. Now you tell me there are three people inside. Great, so it's public. He can't believe you that there were three people inside. Also, you know, in the gap, for example, let's say someone tells you Lashon Hara on the phone. And he says, by the way, there's other people here. Everyone heard my story. So unless you don't know that there's a lot of people there. No, I guess he's being mismas with Rosh Hashanah. He's saying, not only I told it to you, I told it to other people too.
No, one of the people who heard it.
He's telling you that I'm right now. I'm saying it in front of two people. I don't know if he's believed.
No, I'm talking about the previous case. Why can't you believe him if he was one of the two people who heard it?
He was, and he was saying you heard it on the other side of the door.
Then why can't I believe it?
You're listening.
No, because you're not allowed to tell me.
Why can't I tell?
Because you're allowed to tell me. You're saying
I'm going
to
tell.
I'm not doing an answer by telling you that Reuven said Lashon Hara about Shimon to me in front of three people.
Right. And I'm not even doing anything wrong. Right, exactly. I'm not making myself a rush by saying that because I'm allowed to tell them. Us three are allowed to tell it over. So I'm not making myself a rush.
So we're saying it was three people.
Right, so why can't anyone believe us? Come along. Like, why come along?
So, right, why can't we believe me saying, or you saying that we said we had these three people there? So then we make ourselves the.
That makes sense, Russia. So why can't you believe it?
Maybe.
Okay.
But. Second, let's sit out there.
Now, so Reuven Ella feel me the bad to show it's going to say al shimen achinen you there you have baby tasa hashmer is as a gilo shay baby tasa af a pekin also like list my advar baze the khashin and dim allah hay za baby tasa benen also his galois not can also lazel sap the shub adam. So basically you can't really repeat it. Okay. Okay, weiter. Nearly, the Masipa Babi Tlasa Hayabafne Anashim Yirei Elokim. This is very interesting halach. So he says, let's say the Sipa Babi Tlasa was in front of people that are Yirei Elokim. So we're sitting in front of three people, and one of the three, and the three people I know are known to be very careful about speaking Lashon Hara. So essentially, you lost the whole heter. Because the whole heter is that's going to mamela get out. You know that one of the people is never going to talk.
Because he's machmer, he's allowed to talk. Why would he talk?
He doesn't say Lashon Hara. He doesn't say Lashon Hara. That's what I'm saying. It's a little circular left. He doesn't say Lashon Hara. Mamela ain't dover zeh asu li'ez galois. Turns out it's not asu li'ez galois. Right?
I'm trying to figure out the parameters here because the first case that we said with the Rabbi Tlasa, obviously the person that the Chofetz Chaim is talking to is somewhat of a Yerush Shemayim if he's trying to figure out if he could say it, right?
Right.
And we're giving him that there.
Right.
And here we're saying if it's Yerush Shemayim, then there's no Hedder. So
the right.
Second Madrig is
here. It's
me and you. Yeah, I'm the guy that's pushing. You're the guy who
So he's standing like this. He wants to say pshat over here from the. He wants to say pshat from the.
One of them is like one of those, but
no, so he wants to say like this. Here's the pshat. He says over from the Sefer Oz Nidbru. He's taking over pshat from the Oz Nidbru. He says pshat is like this. The chashash is not that, like we said before, you're going to go ahead and I'm out there to say Lashon Hara. Pshat is that when you're amongst three people, the pashtus is that it's going to come out. Yeah, people try to be careful. People all up thing. Everyone's good. But when I say derech agav, people are talking about the subject. It's going to come out. So the only way it's not going to, Avadi Yerush Shemayim doesn't want to, but it's derech agav, it will do it. It'll slip. A guy that's mamish, a higher level guy, is so careful that even when that will slip, that's not everybody. So you can have a person that learns to say for Chofetz Chaim, but Lamais is going to slip. But then the higher level person means it won't even slip. He's on top of every word he says. So if you have someone like that, so you lost the heter.
And
even if it's just one of the three, shenis or meisel lashon hara. Even if only one of them is a tzaddik, you already lost the heter. The efshar. This is a great point. Even if the person is a relative of someone who said it, you lost your whole klasa now. You lost your tlasa in a case where it's pretty obvious that the tlasa are not going to all do the tlasa are not going to all speak Lashon Hara. Because one of them is a relative. This guy, he doesn't want to talk Lashon Hara about his relative. Yeah, that's it. Maybe. Who wants to talk about their relatives? Right, okay.
Okay, well.
So that's number one. Then he says, "Oy nearly the dafka boy sahir." Again, the whole heter is that you could spread it to the degree that it would have spread regardless. So you have to mishire what's the degree it would have spread regardless. It's like within the small area that this guy's that these people go. So we're a group of three people. Yeah, how far is it going to go? To the Sephardi, I suppose. Where's it headed already? It's not going that far, right? Now all of a sudden. I'm on a business trip in Denver and I bump into a guy that knows that other guy. By the way, I just heard this juicy piece of Lashon Hara. That's new territory. that's not necessarily included in the stam of where it goes. So Mamela, he says that now you're bringing on a new angle that you're spreading that would not have gotten spread Mamela, and that's awesome. Nishom the chavra chavra is like loy bi'er acheres. After shiaras mitzuyas, I'm bever my own. So now you put another limitation on it. It was said in public. Very nice. It's said in public. Said in public over here at Shal Shudas. I'm saying, like, you know what I mean, where's it going already? It's not like it's on the shiva world. So I'm saying, you know, all of a sudden, next thing you know, so this, it was said in front of three people there. So now you're going making a whole announcement on the PA system and BMG. It's not the same thing.
Okay, it's hard to.
A little bit, but there are cases like that. It's just a little like a hamish and matzah. It's not, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I'm saying, you're in a chabura, and they have guys. They don't even have internet. They don't even, no one's posting it there.
Right.
Well, a lot of regular people out there.
But there are, you know. Okay, Shkai, everyone's side.